Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
The crazy part is I don't take anything. I'm off all my meds.
Maybe that's the issue.
What's not shocking to me is all the negative comments I receive. Like just today. I hope you rot in hell. Mm-hmm. I hope someone castrates you.
Okay. You've had this happen with a lot of people that have worked for you. Not only quit you, but just quit life. Quit.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Jackie Schimmel, Megan Weaver, Doug Buten, and Shane Douglas. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Morning.
We are trying to boost the energy in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not you. You look fresh today.
Fresh as a daisy.
You really look fresh. Did you not drink last night?
No, I definitely did, but I'm a newly found drug addict. I found Advil PM and me likey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
I have to hide it from my husband.
Do you do one or two?
Just one.
Yeah.
One in a martini. Oh, my God. And I'm like drooling all over myself. It's amazing.
It is the best. So you just did one martini last night?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why you look so good.
Yes.
See, the chumps don't know when to stop.
Nope. No.
And so we had a chump event last night, which you were invited to, but it's a bit of a drive.
It's a schlep.
It was last minute, too.
And honestly, you probably would have got held up at gunpoint.
Exactly.
Carjacked. You don't want to come in the city. It's
hard
dangerous.
To find parking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm staying in my suburban bubble.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So we did, and Megan, you couldn't make it last night, but you also did party. It looks like.
I didn't.
And sounds like.
I didn't plan on it. It just sort of happened.
You were like, I'm not going to drink tonight, so I'm not going to go. And
yeah.
Then you show
but then
up
I'm
here,
gonna drink.
Hungover.
Yeah.
AF.
What happened?
I just started to have a little rosé, and then I decided to have another little rosé.
Sure.
And then I decided one more wouldn't hurt. I'm already on the road.
Little bottle.
Yeah.
You don't want to waste once the bottle is open.
Yeah, you just
what are you
gonna
make
going
to make like a piccata out of the rest?
I was watching The Housewives of Orange County.
Ooh,
I was just really, it was lovely.
Yeah.
That's
I didn't
great.
Drive anywhere.
No.
Well, Doug was kind enough to host last night, which I worked out great because the problem with, and you've been to the chump events, when you go to Conservatory or Nora, you go to any of these restaurants, you have one long table.
Yeah.
And I feel like I get to talk to three chumps the entire night.
Yes.
And then the other eight, you have no idea what's going on in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So what I liked about Doug's is that, first of all, your living room is just so conducive. So everybody was kind of able to, kind of sit around that middle coffee table.
And spend time with each other.
Yeah. And it was great. And Jameson was there. Now, Jameson, I don't want to call you out.
For what?
But you're about to.
But what I've realized is that your struggle with IBS is real. It is real. To the point where Alyssa had done some beautiful charcuterie boards, like one after the other.
Oh.
We didn't need 17 of them, but we had a lot of charcuterie. It's like, take a board home.
Right.
We were expecting more people, so I said to Alyssa, we need multiple boards, because I really thought we were going to be more people.
We really didn't need them, but what happened was is that you could see Jameson, and then you could hear him, so much cheese.
Oh, no. Cheese.
He literally was saying it out loud.
Oh,
and
no.
Then at one point, he did end up in the restroom.
It was brief. It was a number one. Everyone relax.
Which, did you go to which bathroom?
I used the guest bathroom.
Okay.
I wouldn't, no, I wouldn't.
What a gentleman.
If I had to blow it up, I would, because I'm not embarrassed and I won't be shamed, because it is nature.
Yes.
But I didn't have to.
Well, we will shame you.
Yeah,
so
I mean.
You can say I won't be, but you will be. And you did say that you did, because of the pizza and the charcuterie and all of that, that this morning was going to be tough.
I did. I knew I had talked about it too much when Tyler was like, wow, you're really talking about that cheese a lot. Like, he never says anything. And I was like, oh, God, yes, I am.
Now, those of you that listen, you know that Alyssa you know, she could be a bitch. But I have to say, she was so fun last night. Like, you get a couple glasses.
Good for you.
Of, you get a couple glasses of wine in her, and she is a good time.
She loosens up when she gets tipsy. Alyssa. Yeah. She's very talkative. Oh, she's very interested in everything.
Is she
all
affectionate? Because I don't know if I could.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
No. She's not a. No.
I only touched Freund because, you know, we all did.
We all did. Because Freund's.
He's so strong.
Andrew's been working out like hard at Equinox. So we all feel him up now. It's a thing.
Right.
We grab his ass. We grab his arms. We grab his chest. We grab his shoulders. It feels good. I mean, he's doing good.
Listen, some people in this world don't want to be objectified, but I feel like it's safe to say that everybody that's even adjacent to Jeff Lewis Live does want to be objectified.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's fine.
And then it's like, people don't understand, like, with the chumps, when they say, oh, wow, like, it's like, I've been so sick. God, you really lost a lot of weight. Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know what I mean? It's like, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
Of course.
But not everybody takes it that way.
What?
Yeah. Like, oh, you look gaunt.
Oh,
thank you.
God,
I should be so lucky. Yeah.
That's what we achieve. That's what we're working towards.
I'm outside licking the sidewalk, hoping I'm going to get something that'll be gaunt.
Oh, you look so frail and weak.
I mean, Alyssa's
like,
lost almost 40 pounds.
Yeah. You look amazing.
Every day. Like, and she has, I haven't seen you eat in like months.
I know, I'm doing so good.
The discipline.
You were good last night.
I didn't even eat the olive in my martini. Yeah.
It was unbelievable. There was so much food, which we have to talk about. So much food.
So much cheese.
And Alyssa was unbelievable at her self-control.
A queen.
Truly.
There was so much
queen.
Food.
A boundary queen. Wow. Yeah.
Which we need to talk about.
Okay.
Because, first of all, you are the best host. Like,
oh, thank you.
There was just plate of food and plate of food coming out. Here's the thing with the gays. You could have probably had about 25% of what you actually served. We just want enough to put in our stomachs so we don't throw up.
Right.
But we don't want a big bloated stomach. And it doesn't matter what your sexual preference is, you just don't want to be bloated. You know what I mean? You don't want to be big and bloated.
But I also want to make sure that we have something to absorb all the alcohol that I was expecting.
You had plenty to absorb.
Yeah.
Plenty. Like, we don't, next time, we don't need to spend $400 on food.
Yeah.
Like, we could do it, you know, we could do it for like 70.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just enough. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
The
I know
shrimp
exactly.
alone was 60.
Just to prevent the spins from happening.
Right. Just enough to get by.
Do you agree, Alyssa?
I don't eat, so yeah.
We should let the people know there were like six charcuterie plates. Then there was shrimp. Then there was pizza. Then there was mac and cheese balls. Then there were cheese balls.
There was also a spinach dip.
Oh, there was a spinach dip and latkes, right?
Oh my god, I'm so hungry.
I wasn't planning on doing this. We weren't planning on doing this at my house. Shane and Jeff called me at like 10:40. Said, you know, can we move it to your house? I said yes. The problem is, you can't get anything same day. I called Gelson's. I found all these great trays. And they were like, oh, you can have it delivered on December 5th. I said, no, I need it for 6 p.m. tonight. Mm. And she said, well, would you like to move your party to December 6th? I said, no, yes. I need it
no,
tonight.
No, we should have to accommodate fucking Gelson's. We should have moved it.
Don't talk about Gelson's that
I know,
way.
I love Gelson's. I do love Gelson's.
So anyway, I ran to Trader Joe's, bought everything I could find. Then I ran around. Yes, I had too much food. It's true.
Now, did anyone notice that? So Scott Anderson was there, and he had his phone on the coffee table. Now, what I appreciate is that the phone
face
was
up.
It was face up, not face down like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. But it was face up. But then other people, like I noticed someone put their phone next to his, and then all of a sudden their credit card came up.
Their Apple Pay. Apple Pay was.
And what? Then we're like, somebody would notice that and was like, that's weird. You try it. And then they put their phone next to Scott, and their Apple Pay just.
Anytime your phone touched Scott's phone,
is he an escort?
It brought your Apple Pay up.
I hope so.
Sugar baby material.
I spent $12,690 on him last night.
I just thought it was weird. Everybody's phone, when you put it next to Scott's, the credit card comes up.
It was weird.
That's really odd.
Mm-hmm. Really odd. Should I be suspicious?
Totally. Yeah.
Yes.
And how do I program my phone to do that?
You're also broke at this point.
Right. Oh, so you think he's just taking the money right out of my account?
Yeah. He's not dumb.
Oh,
he's
shit.
A bad driver, but he's not dumb.
Is he a bad driver?
Well, he ran over two
he
people.
He ran over two people.
Oh, big whoop.
Honestly, if you think about it.
I mean, ran over one.
With all the years he's been driving.
Oh, the odds are good.
I mean, two people. Is it? Yeah, you ran over your son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, just
only
the foot?
Part of him. Only part.
Just
yeah.
the foot.
Yeah,
just
I've
foot.
Done that so many times.
Mm-hmm. Just the tip.
It's fine.
Anyways.
So
then, so it was a lot of people there.
But people didn't show.
Right. So, okay. Well, first of all, we don't need as much food.
I agree.
I didn't need that pizza.
But I needed the pizza.
Jameson definitely needed pizza.
Order it when we leave. We didn't need the pizza.
They delivered it.
We didn't need that many apps plus that much pizza. It could have been one or the other.
I panicked.
You don't need to panic.
She panicked.
I would rather go home hungry.
It's a thing when you're entertaining people at your home. For me, the worst thing you could say is there wasn't enough food.
I agree.
That's the worst.
It's a Jewish thing.
I'm never going to say that. Mm-hmm. We just enough to just keep us from throwing up.
Thank God I canceled the flambé station.
Well, then there were all kinds of cookies that came out too.
Oh, those were good.
Oh, come on. Those cookies were good.
They were really good.
Those were Gelson's cookies.
All right, so we had two no-shows. We had two no-shows last night. People that actually RSVP'd, people that we actually had confirmed with just an hour before getting there. People that I had actually texted and said, hey, where are you? And the conversations were, hey, we're going to bring Belvedere. We're going to bring this. I'm like, no, you don't need to bring anything. We have everything covered. But it was Brandy and Julie. So Brandy Howard and Julie Goldman, they did RSVP. Mm. We had confirmed during the day. They said they were going. I had confirmed with Brandy an hour before we got to the Chump event.
Okay.
Then when they were running late, I had also texted them. Now you also had a conversation with them.
Well, I missed a text from them saying they apologized for not confirming and that they were going to be a little late. I said, no worries, get here when you can, whatever. And then I missed a few texts and two FaceTime calls.
Diabolical.
Which I missed. And then Julie wrote, we're looking for parking. I said, oh, just park on my driveway. And then maybe 45 minutes went by, and I texted them and said, is everything okay? I feel like Marsha Brady, or, you know, like, where are you? And she said, I'm sorry. And then she called me, and she said, Brandy went separately. She's probably there. And we hung up, and that was it. And then they never showed up.
I have follow-up questions.
Yes. Tell me.
I would need to ask them.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, then I got a text, because I was like, last night, I'm like, where are you? Like, and then later, I was like, what the fuck?
Like,
where are you?
What actually happened?
What happened? You said you were on your way. You confirmed. You said you were on your way. You said you were parking.
Did they have intentions to come? Because sometimes
I don't think so.
I know that when I'm like, if I'm like lying about something, I'll overdo it. So I'll be like,
you come up
with
too much.
What should I bring? Oh, I think I'm going to wear these shoes. Like, I oversell it because I want them to believe that I was actually coming.
I really wanted to go. Like, I was all ready.
And even though we're parking, we're looking for parking.
That's what got me, is don't make up that you're looking for parking.
Are you hurt?
The parking statement is a commitment.
I'm not used to being ghosted like that.
I love stirring up shit. I like stirring it up as much as I can on this show. I broke
Stir
up
the
cooking
pot.
Kibitz. Now I'm just going.
Well, I'm looking back at the text, and I said, are you coming tonight? She's like, yes, are we already late? I said, haha, no, just wondering. And then I said, you know, see you tonight. And she said, can't wait, stay safe, girl.
Hmm.
And then
interesting.
And then she later followed up and said, oh, I'm bringing Dirty Sue and a huge bottle of Belvedere.
Doth protest too much.
I said, don't need to. We bought plenty of alcohol, but, you know, okay.
Yeah.
And then she was like joking. I hope this isn't going to be an intervention on my hair and how it looks too 90s, which, by the way, it was. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, where are you? And then I wrote, what the fuck, where are you? And then this morning she said that she and Julie got in a big argument over business money.
Oh.
And that it was seriously pissed her off. She said, I'm still pissed.
Uh-oh. So too real.
Something went down. Went down in Doug's driveway.
Do you think they were actually, that they came all the way to West Hollywood and just got into an argument and then didn't come in? If they, one of them should have come in and be like, oh, hi, so sorry, we're having an argument. We're not staying. We wanted to say hello and thank you for the invitation. And good evening.
No, that would have been
no,
weird.
No, that's awkward.
We would have.
Oh, everyone would have been outside with a cocktail.
I'd be chasing her down.
But Jackie, you would never say to someone like, hey, I'll be in a minute. I'm parking.
I might. I don't know. It depends on the day.
I thought it was really, really odd.
You really wouldn't.
No.
Parking is a commitment. Saying you're parking is a commitment. It's one thing to say I'm on the way, but saying you're parking
it's
is a like,
little
that's a commitment.
Sociopath. Like, it feels a little, like, much. And then I'm going to tell you something else that happened. I love those girls.
Me
they're
too.
So fun. They're
I
so
love
funny.
Them. They're so
I
funny.
I don't want to piss anyone off where they want to come on the show again.
No, they're perfect.
However.
You need them.
I do need them. However.
I need them.
Me too.
Last Friday. Okay, so it was like two Mondays ago. Brandy had reached out and she said, hey, we're going to go to dinner with the Blacks. Julie and I, and Leah and Roy and Roy Jr. Oh, not the, oh yeah, not that, that way.
I was like, what the fuck?
I know, I, so, no,
wait,
not that
take
way.
Take a moment, regroup.
Sorry,
regroup.
Leah and Roy Black.
I was like, I have to go. I yeah, am no. not getting canceled this year.
Not again, Jeff Lewis.
Jesus. I'm dead.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, no, that came out
you know
wrong.
What? They'll cut that in post.
Got
Jeff,
it.
You were saying she's going out for dinner with the Roy and Leah Black.
Okay, sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay. Anyway, so she, so Brandy had organized the whole thing. She made the reservations at Olivetta. She told me what
oh, nice.
Time.
Nice.
She'd actually followed up with me. So then when I get to the restaurant last Friday, it's Roy and Leah and Roy Jr. and Julie, but no Brandy. She never showed. And she's the one that put the whole thing together.
She just didn't show?
She wasn't there.
But did she say why?
There was some weird excuse from Julie, but I don't know. I mean, is this, are they consistently flaky like this? I don't know.
Not in my
you
experience.
And there was no track record up to that point of either
never
of them.
Never for
no
radio track. Or social
no.
stuff.
No. Yeah, they've always shown up
so it's
at
been
my
two
house
weeks
when
in
I've
a row.
Invited them over. Yeah.
Wow.
2 weeks in a row.
You need to stage an intervention
something's
on the radio.
Going on.
They're
they
coming.
Wouldn't show up.
They're scheduled. I hope they are here.
Oh, good. Maybe I'll show up, too. I'll be in that fucking corner.
Me, too.
For the Christmas party.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So that's the other thing, too, is that Leah told me I can only invite 20 people.
Uh-oh.
And so I have to make sure
do you have
that
to disinvite people now?
Before you start inviting spouses, because Melissa brought it up last night. She's like, oh, can I bring my husband? I'm like, oh, let me talk to Leah first, because I don't want there to be, you know, 50
dead
people
weight.
There.
That's fine. Yeah, cut
you don't
the fat.
Bring him anyway.
Or I'll leave my husband at home too.
And then
he's
I
no
heard
fun.
I heard hot Josh is bartending, so ooh. I'll be leaving Ben.
Yeah,
at
maybe
home.
We're all gonna leave our husband at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deal.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
You can mm-hmm. stagger you can also say like, oh, Melissa, you and your husband can come from 7 to 8:40 and Megan, you and Ben can come from 8:40 to 11.
I like nice. The early shift, please.
Me too.
Now, Doug, you are not yeah. gonna get away with this. I do have to bring it up. Last night, what? You know, people had several cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how this came up, but maybe you can help me, Jameson, because I don't know how we got to the subject.
Uh-oh.
But, Doug, something happened where we were talking about somebody was attracted to something. And then somebody said that Doug, you said that Doug was attracted to twinks.
No. We were talking about recognizing people's penises on the internet. That's
oh,
how it started.
Natural.
Like seeing
wow.
someone's
that's
penis
right.
and being like,
and
oh, I know
that's
that
right.
penis.
And so we immediately had to
let's
type in Jeff
Lewis.
Let's
talk about the blacks. Let's just go to the blacks.
Because I want, we all, there is a website that apparently they somehow get pictures of people's penises. And I think it's maybe from, is it from the dating sites?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Anyway, so I was worried.
You weren't on there. I searched it.
Thank you. So I
you know what his
there.
Penis looks like?
You had to do that for work?
No, I Googled his name with whatever you punch in.
Yeah, so there's no, as of now.
Okay.
As of now, there are no pictures of me circulating on the internet.
That's unfortunate.
Right. I know. A lot of you are very disappointed. Anyway, so we start. What happened?
Well, then, okay. I don't know. What are you getting to?
Yeah.
I'm getting to that admission. What Doug talks about OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I can't remember what the bridge to OnlyFans was.
And why would you
was,
ever volunteer
there was a
that?
Bridge.
Because I'm a
you
normal
said that he likes twinks.
I didn't know. Someone no. else said
and
that.
And I don't and like twinks. No, Doug's we were talking about that if I, that I looked at OnlyFans of young, like guys in their 20s who were super hot, but I said I would never want to meet them in person. I don't mind looking at them on OnlyFans or Pornhub or whatever.
You said that you spend private iPad time.
Oh, private
I had to write this.
iPad
I had
time.
To write this.
It was
down.
That
leaving.
Phrase that was
looking
triggered.
At 25-year-olds on OnlyFans.
I wish I did.
Ew.
I wish I called in sick today.
Me too.
Ew.
Private. First of all, I don't get my fucking Cinnabon, and now I have to hear about your private iPad
well,
time.
Well, you don't have to. It's private.
I have a question for both of you. Doug, Jeff, Shane. If you had to be in a heterosexual relationship with a female chump, who would it be?
Hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Barbara Walters over here. Wow. Jameson, you too.
Thinking. I have to think about that.
Really?
I really like all
you
the
really
chumps.
Have to think about it?
All right, Jackie Schimmel.
No, don't just say me. I want you to be honest.
I feel like you'd be very hard to date. Like, I feel yeah. like you're a tough partner.
Yeah.
I like your wow. taste. I feel like we could have, like, a beautiful home and have our nice mm-hmm. cars, but mm-hmm. I feel like you'd be hard to be with.
Okay, wow. That's not... I really thought it was. I was going to be a
I like it. I personally like a challenge.
Okay.
And I tend to be attracted to bitches.
So it would be me.
Every
it
could female
be
any child.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all
going
to be any one of them. Narrow it down.
I think I pick Mercedes for the emotional because I think she would just be so gentle and loving.
She really is.
But I think Brandy and or Julie are fun in bed. So I would pick either one of them for
if
sex.
They show up.
I actually think I probably would pick Dr. Donna. I could use all the free therapy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Wow, so nobody's picking me. That's sad.
I picked you.
No, you didn't.
I think we could do it, Jackie.
I think so, too. I feel like me and Doug would have a happy home.
Yeah, exactly. We would
the
have
food,
a terrible...
I would come over for food every night.
An entertaining, terrible
sex. We'd have to have quiet hours.
I'm afraid that you would get fat, Jackie, because he's a good cook.
Ooh.
And there's always tons of food in his house.
She's a great cook.
And by the way, I do have to say this. You are very thin.
Thank you.
I've never really seen your ass until today. And when I was walking behind you from the cafe, I had to say something. Like, you have a very nice ass.
Thank you. It's
for a woman.
New. And you have commented on my ass before. I wore a pair of jeans to your house, and you said you should wear those jeans every day of your life.
And what jeans
and
are they?
They're redone jeans. They will give you a yeast infection, but
bonus.
They go inside your anal cavity, and they lift. I don't know. It's the craziest
redone?
Thing. Redone denim.
All right.
Also, mother denim will do a similar job. Not as good, but similar. And a Goldie, a new one. Really
do
hurts.
They make men's jeans that will reach into my ass and lift it?
You can maybe redone. They might do men's jeans.
Can you Google that? Google that?
You could do ladies' jeans.
I'm not doing ladies' jeans.
Yeah, just go for a boot cut.
So that's why your ass looks so good?
Is the redone.
No, you've been working on it.
Maybe. I've been living. I've been laughing. I've been loving. Yeah, there they are. See, but they're not showing the ass. They go into
the butt crack.
Are they expensive?
Probably. I don't know.
Look at Jackie.
They're
she's expensive.
$250.
A pair of jeans?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A lot of money. But look at her ass. Stand
but
up.
It's worth it. It's worth the
look
money.
Look at my ass, Doug. Feel it.
Well, if we're going to be a couple, I may as well.
Yeah.
I touched it.
He touched it.
But as you said, it used to be concave.
It did. It was a little flat, a little small. Not great.
But you're doing squats.
Kind of.
And you're eating more.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm guessing. What are you doing?
I mean, I work out. I eat. And that's it. And then I buy overpriced denim that gives me a yeast infection. I don't know what to tell you.
People should check that out.
Redone.
Do they make it for men or no?
No. I'm so
no.
I'll give you some of mine.
Okay.
Oh, shit. We got to take a break. I didn't realize how late it was.
See you later.
Maybe we should just end the show early. We'll be right back. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
We are back with Jackie Schimmel, Megan Weaver, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. All right, next week, it is Jeff Lewis Live, BravoCon in New York City, starting Monday the 6th. We have next week, the lineup is Dorinda Medley on Monday, Jill Zarin on Tuesday, Andy Cohen on Wednesday, Margaret Josephs on Thursday, and Tabitha Coffey on Friday.
Wow.
It's big.
It's a huge week.
And BravoCon. Then don't forget, Watch What Happens
Live. Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, yeah, next Sunday, Watch What Happens Live with our queen. Lisa Barlow.
I love it.
I love that.
I love it.
I love this.
Where's my husband?
I hope our husband's there, too.
Jeff, I want you to know something, John. Sharp Right? John. I think about your appearance on Watch What Happens Live with Brandy Glanville every day of my life.
Yeah. That was insane.
I don't know what happened. I don't understand. It makes me nervous. It makes me sweat. It makes me rashy.
Are you? Do you see her socially? Are you friends with her?
You know, I've maybe seen her twice since, and I ran into her, it was at Kyle Richards. Kyle Richards had a party, and she was great. Mm-hmm. She did get a little sloppy and flirt with Scott. Mm. I forgot the things.
Who doesn't?
Right. I'm everyone at this table has done that.
And the last time, before that, she did flirt with Gage also, and did try to kiss him also.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Was that staged, or was that a joke, or was that real, or were you privy to the... to that?
It was pretty real. Yeah, it was a little nuts. It was a little nuts what happened.
But then she said it was a joke and that you had planned it at the break?
What happened is that I had told her in the green room, like, hey, you know, you can come for me, say whatever you want. Like, I don't care. Let's have a fun show. Mm. I don't get insulted. Mm. And then from what I understand, like, I may have gone too far with what the things that I said.
Okay.
And then...
The STDs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks for the reminder.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
but then Megan, she's back.
Then we made up. We made up. I mean, I think it was insane. Yeah,
that was the weirdest thing
in that
I've
moment.
Ever
it was
seen.
Crazy for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't expect, obviously, get a drink thrown on me. I was
on live
pretty
television.
Shocked.
God,
yeah,
look
I was
how
pretty
young
shocked.
You.
Wow, how long ago? Was
oh my
that?
God, I'm gonna get that painted in a mural in my living room.
We're looking at a still from it.
We do have to go shopping, Jeff, because that is what she would wear again. Mm. We need to get some new clothes or Watch What Happens.
Do you have a suggestion? No, it's not outdated. It's just what I always
wear.
No,
it's fine. I just know
nipple
that you would gravitate
tassels?
To that
I don't know.
Again.
Maybe a fun shirt.
Oh, yeah. Well, that,
I
that's
do
your
look
standard.
Young there. That was
you
pre-
look so young.
That was pre-Monroe. It was
Andy
pre-Monroe.
Young, too.
Oh, you were very attractive.
She looks
no,
good, too.
I was,
good to me
thank
now,
you.
Jeff. I like the curly, longish hair. It's kind of rugged and sexy.
It's like Clark Kent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
See, I'm giving you a compliment. Remember when you said you wouldn't want to spend your life with me in a hetero relationship?
Well, I've changed my mind.
No, it's too late. It's too late. Me and Doug, forever.
I'm so sorry.
We're going to have matching aprons.
Yeah.
You would be happy.
Doug Key. That's our celebrity couple Doug name. Key.
You sure you don't want maybe you should consider Andrew Freund. He'd be probably good for your career.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe.
With Dish Nation and all that.
Oh, now you're having an affair on
he's
already?
Pretty, he's pretty connected.
No, there's only one Beyonce in my marriage, and it's me. So, me and Doug. Doug Key, forever.
Forever.
All right, Megan, let's do a little news. What about the Austrian doctor? I think Jackie would appreciate this.
Or not. Yeah, in Austria, an elderly patient went in to have his left leg amputated.
Oh.
And the doctor, a woman, female, excuse me, marked the wrong leg and amputated the left leg instead of the right one. Yeah. And then when the patient came out of surgery, they realized that it was the wrong leg and they had to go ahead and amputate
the other
leg, yeah. double amputee. But here's the thing
that's negligence. I wouldn't stand for that.
I mean, she had a 50-50 shot.
Terrible, Jack. Yeah. I mean, you got to be careful.
You do have to be careful.
You got to mark it with a Sharpie yourself, I think.
Clearly.
Don't leave it up to the, you know, the people in charge.
You have to get a thigh tattoo that says this one.
In court, the surgeon said that there was an issue involving the chain of command. And when she was asked why she marked the wrong leg, she just replied, I don't know.
It sounds like me.
You've been doing medical work?
Oh, no.
Willkommen in Austria, Megan.
So do they have to pay?
Yeah, but not very much. So the widow of the patient was awarded $5,600.
What?
$5,600?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, the widow?
Yeah.
Not
the
even
widow
euros?
Was, hang
Wait,
on.
Did they die?
Yeah, he died like after. He didn't die from the surgery. He died by the time this got to court. But
so he was old?
He was old. All right, 82, well, 83. But the doctor was only fined like $3,000.
Oh, it was a guy? It wasn't a girl?
You said it was a woman doctor.
Yeah, I'm saying.
No, but I thought there's a patient, a guy or a girl?
Patient was a man.
For sure?
Yeah.
An okay. old man.
A cis man?
I don't know. It could have been worse. He still had his arms. Identify.
Exactly. Jazz hands for days.
You
got to
reframe.
And if he's older, he's probably not that mobile anyways.
And you save a lot of money on shoes.
And socks. Oh, my God. So much
Shoes
money.
Are expensive.
I don't know if it was a man or a woman.
Tell me about
See,
it.
See, I think it's a woman.
Why? I don't say.
Well, because I read the article. I could be wrong, but I skimmed through it. Which...
Oh, the widow of the patient. So it was a man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I just wanted to make sure.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe it works important. Differently in Austria.
Yeah, I don't know.
To have his leg amputated.
Okay, there you go. All right.
For $5,600?
But that's it. But the fine is very small.
But is there a lawsuit on top of that?
Maybe they figure out, like, if he's not working anymore. Do they figure out, like, how much money you would be making if you were still working and how much time you would be in the workforce? I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of calculation to it we don't know.
An algorithm?
Maybe he wasn't a tap dancer.
Yeah, or it could be, if he was going to be a senior citizen leg model? His career wasn't going to start until he was 84.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, 5,600 seems low, but there's got to be a reason for it.
Not even.
No, she was fined $3,000, and the widow was awarded $5,600.
That's like a Judge Judy case. I mean, that's nothing.
Small claims.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's a small claims court.
Honestly,
maybe they didn't have the money for an attorney. When they represented themselves.
Maybe.
We need to find these people and organize.
Well, one's dead.
Do they have universal health care? It could be a universal health care situation. Different than, suing a private company.
I'm sure they do in Austria. Yeah.
Wow.
And that could be just a thing where it's like, if we mess up, sorry, but you all
it
get
was
insurance.
Free.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe they have Blue Shield.
Maybe they have Blue Shield of California.
Yeah, because it's tough to get money out of them.
They covered one leg. Blue Shield won't cover the other one. We only do left leg. Sorry.
Now, what about the porn star that reveals horrific injuries?
Yeah, Adriana Chechik. Mm-hmm. She's speaking out about the shocking injuries she sustained on the sets of her X-rated films. She compares her job to that of a WWE wrestler.
Yeah.
She says that... she has suffered damage to her neck, spine, and brainstem during these rough romps for sexy TV, internet. She said that she's pinched her nerve, her C6.
Look at his face.
What?
He's like
it
this.
It sounds hot.
Ew.
Are you sure you want to marry him?
I don't know.
He's a little pervy.
He's really, yeah.
He's shifting around in his fucking seat.
Ew.
I got to find my iPad.
Ew.
This is
why you made him
time.
Switch seats before we
started.
I know, it's gross. I know.
Where's my iPad?
Doug Key.
Ew. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, so she has to take an ice bath after shooting her scenes to help her body recover.
Mm-hmm.
Her doctor, she said that she was really looking forward to this wild orgy that she wanted to be a part of, but her doctor cautioned her against the idea.
Oh, Doug just got an erection.
You can see it?
I can see it.
That's disgusting.
I'm on the other side of the room, just saying.
Anyway, the doctor wanted her to wait a year before she participated in any more wild orgies or extensive... romps.
But I don't think you have to be an X-rated performer to get injured during
sex. I mean,
sex.
Look at me.
I was going to say.
I know someone who, injured their jaw.
I'm a prime example.
And apparently, by the way, Jackie, you tell me.
Yeah.
One time, one dick? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
You're looking at many years and many dicks.
One dick, a lot of times.
You were also things could go wrong, leads to Heishan Bar.
Yes.
Oh, I heard about this.
Richland, Washington.
What an odd name for a bar.
Do you get
what
it now, Megan?
Show?
You don't get it anymore?
I don't get it.
No, I honestly, when I hurt my C3, I think that was from wrestling.
Must have been.
That was required surgery. That was made.
And the L4, L5,
uh-huh.
Threesome.
Yeah. That's why I just lay there and never get injured. With the housewives on mute in the background.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you actually watch TV while he's having sex with you?
No, but I'd love to. I have before.
Has he ever caught you like watching the TV?
One time, yeah. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, sorry, it's been a long day.
Ramona!
It's arousing me, yeah.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Now, what about the bride? Do we have time? Yeah, bride considers.
Yes. So there's a woman who is getting married, and with all of this, you know, discussion over being vaccinated, not vaccinated, does she, you know, have her guests show proof of vaccination? Does she ask for them to take COVID tests? She's decided that she's just going to get a table, like dedicate a table at her wedding for all her unvaccinated guests.
Let's publicly shame them and make examples of them.
Inside her wedding?
Yeah.
Right, which it doesn't make much sense because they're going to be dancing, they're going to go to the bar, they're going to be mixing with the rest
of the
party.
They're going to have a plastic dome around
exactly.
The table.
A
bubble. A bubble.
Wow.
That's dumb.
So it's just, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
I would be at the other table, which is the vaccinated anti-vax table. There's got to be a table for us too.
Right. Yeah, that's a table.
Anti-vax vaccinated table.
By the way, she's such a Karen. I mean, who gives a shit? It's none of her fucking business. What you do is I think you just kind of what Andy Cohen's do with those tickets.
Yeah, you have to show proof of vaccination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where's that thing? I have that thing in here where so what they're saying is for these what is he doing?
The holiday party.
He's doing like a holiday hangout with Amy Sedaris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
The cutting room floor.
So what they do at the bottom, they say all winners must be required to show proof of full COVID-19 vaccination.
Right.
That's what you do. You just put that on the invitation.
Yeah, that's what we did when we did our live events.
And I don't care. I don't care who's vaccinated, not vaccinated. But for the venue,
right,
that's what you put.
Absolutely.
And then guess what? You just weed them out that way.
How do you enter to win that holiday hangout?
Nice.
Oh, to enter, go to SiriusXM's Radio Andy Instagram page. No purchase necessary. Must be a U.S. resident to win and at least 18 years of age. Void where prohibited. And this is for the fucking dipshits out there. Mm-hmm. No transportation will be provided in connection with this prize. Because what they're going to do is like, hey, where are you? I've been waiting outside.
I'm parking.
When do you have to enter by? What's the date?
Oh, God. Why do you make me do this?
Because it's in your hands.
Ew.
By 12 p.m. Eastern on December 8th, if you're interested in going to Andy's holiday hangout with Andy Cohen and Amy Sedaris at the Cutting Room in New York City on December 10th. Okay?
That at Radio so Andy SXM. Thank you.
I hope it's as exciting as your
did I make it sound as fun as it's going to be?
Yeah, the enthusiasm is overwhelming.
We've done that for a few years.
That sounds
amazing. Or you can go to a Jeff Lewis live event.
Yes. You turn the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
T for D.
Yep.
Throw up in the
seats. Throw up in the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
So good you'll puke.
So you just need a little nibble of a latke.
Yeah.
It's a real shit show.
Now, what about my neighbors want me to quit my hobby?
Oh, shit. I thought we were done with the news.
OnlyFans.
Okay, so this guy.
Is it really?
It's your neighbors. OnlyFans.
Oh.
So
I'm interested.
This guy has been keeping bees as a hobby for 6 years. He has 4 hives in his suburban backyard. He has them registered.
Loser.
They are legal to keep.
Are they really?
Yeah. Yeah, you're supposed to go through training to have an apiary.
Yeah, but
absolutely.
What the?
How do you know that?
How do you know that, Doug?
How do you not? Do you not eat honey?
That's just weird.
You have to go through. You're supposed to take a class.
We've only been together for like 30 minutes.
You need to call off this engagement right now.
Wait, I'm interested.
You're going to be bored to death.
Are people complaining about his bees? No honey for you.
But we'll have a lot of salt.
And honey, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, so. So what happened is they had some new neighbors move in.
Yeah.
The neighbors realized that he's got these hives. Their son is highly allergic
to bees.
They
live in close proximity.
Oh, yeah.
These are like this is like a small community.
Oh, my God.
Where houses are close together.
You don't want a Macaulay Culkin episode, my girl.
Yeah, the kid has to carry on an EpiPen.
Right.
Oh, no.
He's that allergic.
No.
And they were like, you know what? We have this issue
shouldn't
with our
be
kid.
Allowed to keep bees in your backyard.
Can you get rid of your bees? This guy's like, no, fuck you. I have them registered. I'm keeping bees. I'm going to keep beekeeping.
He sounds lovely.
Yeah.
They're service animals, probably.
Individual bee.
Can you imagine on the plane?
Yeah.
I have my service bumblebee.
Honestly, if it's in California, they're probably registered service animals.
Yeah, you go on Amazon, you get the vest, and then you put it on your hive, and then you bring it on your Southwest flight.
The guy was there first, the beekeeper.
Doesn't matter.
And then the new neighbors moved in and said, get rid of your bees. Maybe they should have bought a different house. Yeah. I'm just wondering.
Or maybe they didn't know.
Or where does it end? What if the kid's deathly allergic to cats and you got to ask you need to get rid of your kitties?
Oh, counselor, I don't know. I like your
wow.
argument.
Where does it end? I'm liking this.
Thank you.
Why can't he put some netting or something over his apiary to promote.
I think it's a huge liability. It's a huge liability. First of all, I would never keep bees. But imagine if a situation like this, it's an avoidable accident. And I think if something happens, you should be sued. But I mean, what kind of freak keeps bees in their backyard?
Well, I don't. But
Jameson,
like,
I don't have bees. I know people who have
too.
Bees.
Of course you do.
My chiropractor has the most incredible honey. He
I would not be
Hollywood
friends
Boulevard.
With someone who keeps bees in their
I want to say in
oh,
bees' defense,
or a bird.
They're only interested in keeping their hive alive. They're generally not interested in humans.
Stinging people.
They just want to get pollen and bring it back, and they tend to stick by their hive.
Why are you fucking defending the bees?
Well, I'm just
they
saying
want a service
generally,
like bees.
They're not interested in people. I also think in this situation, some kind
what,
of compromise.
They've interviewed the bees. And this is what they've come
they
out. The survey
them.
Was.
No, but
we don't
no.
care about stinging people.
They don't. They unless they're provoked.
Yeah,
they're
harmless.
Not gonna...
yeah.
This is also. There should be a compromise because it does seem like a recipe for disaster.
I yes. bet there's. Rules
I think they
in
need
place.
To move.
If you live in a rural area and you're living on 10 acres,
sorry, I disagree sure. with you. I think let the guy have his goddamn bees and you go find another fucking house.
I agree.
Restaurants
yeah,
downtown
you,
Los Angeles have hives on the roof.
I bet
they
nobody
bought the
in
wrong
that...
house in the wrong neighborhood.
I bet nobody in that neighborhood appreciates it.
But I think it's fucking weird. I thought it was weird when people have pet birds. Like, what a psychopath.
I am the exact... See, you and I really should be together.
Yeah. Or
you
like rats. Or like it's weird.
Or
you're
snakes.
A pet bird.
Okay, I was a child, all right?
Oh,
I was
my God.
I was a little kid, Jackie.
I forgot you had many.
My mom wouldn't let
four
me have a dog.
Birds.
I'm allergic
how many
to cats.
Four?
Birds were the next option.
He had four birds.
Ew.
Not at the same time.
So weird.
Not at the same time.
Did you find that... Were you affectionate with them?
I'm...
They're like, oh, cute. Like, what do you do with
do you
a fucking
with
bird,
no.
Jameson?
Did you cuddle
weird.
The bird?
No, I didn't cuddle the bird.
Did
no,
you
no,
put
no.
makeup
it's just
on the bird?
In the cage. Yeah.
I ew.
Was a kid. I was a kid.
Ew.
I was a kid. It's good.
There's
it taught me
wrong.
Responsibility.
He was also a clown. They're in a cage shitting themselves. What could you do? I don't
mean,
get it. It's
in
not
retrospect,
a dog.
I do feel bad. I don't like the idea of having
I think
something
it's cruel.
In a cage.
I think it's really cruel.
I hate birds. I want them all to die, but that's a separate episode. I really am so terrified of them. I can't even tell you.
Oh, okay.
Like, hypnotherapy terrified
even
of birds.
Hummingbirds
I
oh
like
the worst I imagine them pecking in my eardrum. I hate them.
Okay, wow. Take that.
Okay,
times 10.
Yeah.
That would be like living with Doug. I'd rather live with the fucking birds. I'll live with
I'd
birds.
I'd put them in a little cage.
I'd roast you a bird.
Oh, aww. Honestly, I'd eat it. Mm-hmm. I'd eat it.
That
yeah.
was sweet.
I'm confident.
One less bird in the sky.
That's my platform.
Now, what about I feel like a fool? Or...
Oh, this woman who went on. Okay, so this was just one of those advice.
She's drama.
Yeah, drama.
She's fucking
so this,
drama.
This woman wrote to Deirdre? I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Keep
okay,
going.
So an advice columnist. She is angry at herself because she met this guy on Facebook, and he was like admitting that he was having problems with his wife,
mm-hmm.
and they yep. hooked up, mm-hmm. and they had the best sex ever.
Yep.
And then the next day he cooled on her and ghosted her.
Yeah.
And then she was feeling really bad. And then he came, showed up again, and
yeah.
they had sex again.
Of course,
and then he ghosted
that's what
her
they do.
Again.
Yep.
And then he came back around again the third time, and then he ghosted her again.
Well, she's a genius.
Right. So
she's an amateur.
She can't get him out of her mind.
Big fucking deal.
She
three times.
Crying.
Talk to me after 23.
Yeah.
Back and forth, back
so
and forth.
So then she blocked
Please.
Him, and yeah. she's just
how
asking,
brave of her.
Dear Deidre, how can I get over him? So
get
so
him a lobotomy, bitch.
With him.
It's so annoying.
So what?
Give him a bird.
People are so stupid. It, like, baffles me. And to have
so
the
dumb.
Nerve.
Married guy.
Ask advice.
Yeah.
yeah. You got to know. If you're hooking up with a married guy, it's just
and
the
he ghosts
sex.
You the
it's
next
sex,
day.
That's it.
Then he gets horny again. Then he's going to come knocking at your door.
Yeah.
What is this woman's name that wrote in?
Oh, it's anonymous, honey.
I like to name
That's
the puppy.
That's a weird name.
Doug.
That was
oh.
a dumb joke, Doug.
Sorry.
Alyssa Heimrich.
Melissa.
And anonymous.
Wow.
Yeah.
People
are
the
stoops.
Worst. Ugh.
He's never going to leave her.
Never.
No, no never. Mm-mm. They don't.
No.
I'm not talking from experience.
Do you and Andrew have a song? A song?
We have many songs.
What's the number one song where it goes on and you kind of feel something and maybe you played it at your wedding?
Oh, yeah. There's a song that actually Andrew wrote for me for our wedding. It's called Life by Teddy Swims and Off the Market by ASL.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mine is with Scott is it's
big
a
booty
song.
Hose.
It's called T for D by Jameson Scott. it's so romantic.
Yes, yes.
I'm gonna be performing it at their wedding.
Yes. Oh my god,
I already have a retainer.
Yeah. Oh my god, can I perform at your wedding too?
I would love that.
Bitch a cappella.
It is the most romantic song, bitch. It's on our playlist.
Can I officiate your wedding?
No.
No. It'll go on for hours.
Yes. No fucking way. Anyway. I did want to mention that Doug and I have a new Cook and Kibitz box coming out a week from Monday.
Yeah.
It is December 13th. You need to go to jefflewisbox.com to register because we sold 500 boxes in the first hour, the last one. And I think we've got about 650 coming out this time, right?
Correct.
And what is in the box, Doug?
It's a handmade cheese slate made by a small company in Pennsylvania, gold-plated stainless steel charcuterie tools like knives and spreaders. There's a huge tote bag, like an L.L. Bean kind of a bag. Mm-hmm. There's
no unicorns.
An oven mitt, no unicorns. There's more salt from Saltery One and a cooking experience.
All for $128 plus shipping.
Experience? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I'm shifting in my seat.
Sal, whom you've met, yes. Sal is going to teach us how to make pasta from scratch because he makes the best pasta. The
love
best.
That.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just incredible. Now, also, make sure to check out Bitch Bible every Tuesday. There's new apps. And then also, Jackie's second podcast, Mind, Body, No Soul, new apps every Monday and Friday.
Sure. Whatever you want.
Way to show the commitment, Jackie. Show up.
All right, we're going to take calls now. I have 2 minutes. Okay, let's take one call. Danielle in New Jersey, good morning.
Ugh, land the plane, Danielle.
All right, Oliver and WeHo.
Hello?
Oh, Danielle, you're still there.
I'm here.
Hurry.
You said Danielle, right? Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry. Hi, just real quick. I love you guys. Jeff, I have to tell you that you came up in an argument that I had with my husband about a month ago.
What happened?
This was, so it was like right after the time change.
I got 1 minute.
Time. I have 3 little kids. Okay, it was just, I was miserable and I just couldn't take my kids being miserable. And he texted me like an hour after we got up in the morning and said, so ridiculous, it's nonstop. Maybe you should go seek help besides mindless Jeff Lewis.
So, at least he said you were helpful.
Divorce him.
I don't know if you need mindless Jeff Lewis gives really good advice, I think.
Agreed.
In relationships.
You know what?
I'm all you need, Danielle.
Therapy. I listen to Dr. Donna all the time.
There you go.
Good. We're
You're
all
fine.
You need. Fuck him.
You're fine.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
This is my
love
therapy.
You, Danielle. Thank you so much.
Take us to church. Jesus.
Jackie Schimmel, thank you so much for being here. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday live in New York City with Dorinda Medley.
Bye, Jeff.
I'm not
Travel
say it.
Safe, Jeff.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.